Hello, everybody.
Hi.
I hope you can all hear me.
Hello, this is Lola Reese. Hi, Donna. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Lola.
Hi.
Well, we have about 20 people on the line so far, I'm told. So
good.
So we shall probably get started here. I want to introduce to you Sharon Wallace, who's going to be the hostess tonight for the first 15 or 20 minutes. So, Sharon, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
But I'm going to mute everybody so that I'll mute you first, and then we'll let Sharon start. And Sharon, you will have to hit star 6 in order to come back on. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Wait a minute now. Okay. You can come back. And now I'm going to let Sharon go ahead and start down here where it says you begin here when I introduce you. So go ahead, Sharon. Maybe you have to hit star 6 again.
Okay. You can hear me, right?
I can hear you. That means everybody else can hear you. Okay, I'll let you go ahead.
We would like to be aware of those of you attending this class, and we would like to meet you and know more about you and know where you're from. If you would like to meet one of us in your area who is like-minded, let us know. We have contacts from all over the world, and many feel isolated regarding New Age subjects. So if you would like to stay updated on the Heart Center activities, offers, and services, updates about current happenings from the Masters, make a note to contact us, and we will put you on our regular email or snail mail list. You will hear from us every few weeks, most likely, or someone can call you if you prefer, or stay with us after the class is over for a short time of questions, answers, and prayers. We have a Heart Share team. Our active team members are Leela, Barbara, Marlene, Cindy, Donna Driggan, Dwen, Donna, of course, Marion, and myself, Sharon. We present this class, and we are available to answer questions, find out answers, pray with you, and encourage you. If any attending this class would like to help us, please contact Donna Korth, Barbara Gabbard, or any of the team members you know. We also have a prayer team that prays for everyone we know of that is invited to this class. You may also express any desires, requests, or suggestions at the end of this class, and we will honor them in you. We are composed of many people whose desire is to hold the balance of light upon the earth by first intimately knowing our God presence and discovering our reason for being, then emanating light as directed by our I Am presence. The Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religious or non-religious background, Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. We work closely with the Ascended Masters, those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on earth and now work with the angels in heaven or other cosmic beings to assist us toward our ascension. Our mission within the Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Masters' teachings and love wisdom throughout the earth. Okay, we have a wonderful class tonight with David Lewis, teacher, author, and messenger for the Heart Center, and Mother Mary. You will learn more about Armageddon, plus dealing successfully with some of the challenges we are going through. Did you know that you chose this time to be born and that you are here now for a purpose? I suggest you have pen, paper, and use a landline phone with a speaker if possible. They only cost a few more dollars than a regular phone, and your hands are then free, enabling you to walk around, take notes, and meditate with us. We will keep callers muted to eliminate background noise. We have muted you. You can unmute yourself by pressing star 6 if you would like to share something or ask a question during our class. Please speak loudly and clearly into the phone. When you are through speaking, press star 6 again, and you will be muted again. This is important to block out noise and interference. We ask that you be fairly brief if you have a question or comment so we can finish the class on time. Donna Driggan, would you like to give the invocation?
In the name I Am That Am, we call to the angels of heaven, we call to unity, the angel of unity, Micah. We call to Archangel Michael. We call to El Moria. We call to Hercules and all of the Ascended Masters. We ask that our community be close. We ask for guidance from above, and we ask for peace for this world. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Donna. We do a breathing meditation, also called pranayama, to relax and align ourselves with the Holy Spirit. Consider your breath as a gift and part of the Holy Spirit as we do this together, which you can do with the phone in one hand. Close your eyes and look at the inside of your eyelids. Now, with your eyes closed, look up towards that place in the center of your forehead between your eyebrows, the location of your third eye chakra. See your breath coming in and out as a brilliant light entering every cell of your body. Mother Mary said the Holy Spirit is a female gender, thus we say her when referring to the Holy Spirit. Now follow me as I say a mantra and give you instructions to breathe in, hold it in, breathe out, and hold it out. Each statement is to the count of eight. If you want to do this a different way, that's fine. Now breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out her light. I breathe out her light to the world. Now hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. We're only going to do this one time tonight. You could also say it's easier, I breathe in my solar presence, or you could say I am resting in my presence. Tonight we will share together a prayer to Archangel Michael that is on the back of your snail mail letter or was sent to you by email. You are muted, so you will only hear me say the prayer. Please repeat the prayer with me one time. In the name of Archangel Michael, I say, oh God, I am here this evening to serve with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my being. I give you my heart, O Lord. Live in me. Love through me. Protect me and all who are on this call from all distractions, from all technical problems, from all interference, and allow your heart, your mind, your being to flow and sing within me to serve all life unto their freedom in the light. May we all be filled with the love and light essential for the healing of our earth. And now we'll have a song.
Hey, hang in, hang on there, everybody, while I get the song up for us. This song is called Home, and it's to be sung like a prayer. It's a very powerful song, in my opinion, that just, it brings tears to my eyes, but it is a song that applies to all of us. It's that which is available and within us as we call on it to help us, comfort us, carry us through whatever we have to experience. So here we go. Sing it very reverently. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. We hold the perfect vision for David's masterful and loving presence at the New Living Expo, April 25th through the 27th in San Mateo, California, and for his spirited, well-received lecture on Friday evening, April 25th. St. Germain's New Alchemical Formulas for Spiritual Success Seminar, May 1st through 4th in Livingston, Montana, with a simulcast to Mount Shasta, California, is 100% successful. Empowering a growing number of students, many past university courses are now open for enrollment, along with our new, exciting, upcoming classes. Merrill University 1402, The Masters Speak, Master Offer on March 19th, and Kuan Yin, Goddess of Mercy, on April 23rd. So you missed one. Merrill University 1404, The True Relationship of Jesus and Mary Magdalene as the Foundation of the Holy Grail, April 6th and 13th.
Great, thank you. And now you have heard pretty much what some of the stuff that's going on with the Heart Center, and we are not a group that requires membership. It's entirely as you are moved, and that's why I like to call it a movement. As people are moved, they are going to take part with us and hopefully grow and bloom in the light of the Holy Spirit that is within this movement that I feel all the time. We're going to listen tonight to David Christopher Lewis, who is author, teacher, and messenger, our amanuensis for the Masters. And he wants to share 21 things that will help you to get through Armageddon. So I'm going to let you hear him, and we will stop every so often and talk a little bit about what he is telling us tonight.
Now I'd like to share from the heart of the Great White Brotherhood some concepts regarding winning Armageddon. Winning Armageddon. We are in the time of Armageddon. And in addition to what we know about this through the New Testament and the book of Revelation and the book of Daniel, which we've been encouraged to reread, and I hope many of you have reread those two books or are in the process, we know of the vision of George Washington and the three perils that America is going through, or has been through two of them. We are in the time of the third peril. And what was explained recently in a meeting was that this peril, this war, is actually happening now, shaking the very foundations of our American society, built upon a foundation of freedom, established by very conscious individuals who framed a constitution that would allow there to be freedom within this nation rather than tyranny.
All right, I want to stop here for a minute and explain to you what Armageddon is all about. Armageddon, actually, according to the book of Revelation, is only in the Bible one time. It's in the Revelation 16:16. It's the only time you hear or you read the actual word, excuse me, the actual word Armageddon. And it means the site of gathering of beings for a battle during the end times, variously interpreted as either a literal or symbolic location. The term is used in a generic sense to refer to any end of the world scenario or any end of a cycle. Now, we have come to the end of this cycle. I forget how many years exactly it is, but it's something like 2,500 years plus some more, 2,582 or something like that. And we have come to the end of that. The word Armageddon probably came from the word Har-Megiddo, which means at the mountain, or the place of people meeting at the mountain. Megiddo was the location of various ancient battles that are mentioned in the Bible, and you can look that word up. It's spelled M-E-G-I-D-D-O, and that we think that probably that's where the term Armageddon comes from. There's Harmageddon, actually. The third peril that David is talking about here is explained by Elizabeth Clare Prophet. She says the visitor of the perils was the goddess of liberty, the spokesperson for the karmic board, the lady with the lamp, who Longfellow prophesied would, quote, stand in the great history of the land, a noble type of good, heroic womanhood. And this was kind of like the announcing of the coming of the feminine ray. The ensouling of the nation by the feminine ray had its origin in that moment when Washington prayed at Valley Forge, and the vision of the Divine Mother showed him the conflicts that this country would be going through, which were three conflicts. The Revolutionary War, and by the way, the conflicts she mentioned are all on our soil. The Revolutionary War, the Civil War, and the Third World Conflict that was to follow, whether there would be an actual war here, where you think of men shooting guns and stuff like that, that's very questionable at this point. The war may be an under-the-table war. It could be something that that has suddenly descended on us and we are made, all of us, slaves or something like that. We don't know what exactly this third conflict is all about. But I do want to read you some interesting thoughts on that. The first peril, of course, was the Revolutionary War. The second peril was the Civil War. And we don't count the First and Second World War because they were not on our soil. The third peril, or phase three of the perils, is victorious because according, now, when I say this, don't take me verbatim. Take me as something you can look up on and decide for yourself, because these are theories. And here again, here's what the angel said to Archangel Michael. George Washington. Here's what the Goddess of Liberty said to George Washington. She said, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." And as the voice ceased, the shadowy angel for the last time dipped the water from the ocean and sprinkled it upon America. Instantly, the dark clouds rolled back together with the armies it had brought, leaving the inhabitants of the land victorious. Then once more I beheld the villages, towns, and cities springing up where I had seen them before. Excuse me just a minute. I'm going to have a drink. I made the mistake of having a banana before I sat down and made the phone call, and sometimes that makes me hoarse. So then the angel said, this is George Washington speaking, "Then once more I beheld the villages, towns, and cities springing up where I had seen them before, while the bright angel, planting the azure standard, cried with a loud voice, 'While the stars remain and the heavens send down dew upon the earth, so so long shall the Union last.' And taking from his brow the crown which blazons the word Union, he placed it down upon the standard, while the people, kneeling down, said, 'Amen.'" So we have both the Goddess of Liberty and another angel that appears in the sky and does some demonstrating, I would call it. So the scene instantly began to fade and dissolve, and I at last saw nothing but the rising, curling vapor I had first beheld, said George Washington. This also disappeared, and I found myself once more gazing upon the mysterious visitor who, in the same voice I heard before, said, "Son of the Republic, what you have seen is thus interpreted. Three great perils will come upon your republic. The most fearful for her is the third. But the whole world united shall not prevail against her if America repents and America can learn to live for God. Let every child of the Republic learn to live for his God, his land, and his Union." And then George Washington says, With these words, the vision vanished, and I started from my seat and felt that I had seen a vision wherein had been shown me the birth, progress, and destiny of the United States. I want to mention briefly the book of Daniel. If you just start to read it, it won't make much sense to you. You need to study it, and you need to get other insights and views, and you need to do it prayerfully. But in Daniel, chapters 7 through 12 are prophetic. And I'll just tell you a little bit about chapter 7, which you can check out for yourself, and you may or may not agree with what is said now. 12 things will occur in the last days of the Gentile age, and I'm going to tell you about 6 of them. In Daniel 7:23, it talks about a world government being established. Then it goes on to say that there will be 10 kings or divisions that will come from the world governments, and there are, at this moment, 10 very possible divisions. After the kings rise to power over the divisions, another king who the Bible or people refer to as the Antichrist will rise to power. After the Antichrist rises, he will have complete control over God's people for a time and a time and a time and a half a time, which is 3.5 years. In Daniel 7:26, it talks about that God will judge the Antichrist and take his power away. And in Daniel 7:27, it talks about the kingdom being turned over to God's people. So I just wanted to give you that little background first so that you would know what we're really getting into here tonight. So now we'll continue.
We've learned recently through the revelation of Mr. Snowden that our government and the powers that be have been observing us in a Big Brother fashion now for quite some time, using the NSA, CIA, FBI, and other resources to spy on us. And I say this candidly today and broadcast it because it's obvious. We know it now. It's been going on for quite some time. And this is one of the aspects of what this Battle of Armageddon is. The invasion of our privacy, the attempt of the powers that be to thwart everything that has been created that America stands for as the I Am race. Of course, America is not perfect. We have made mistakes as individuals, as citizens, as a nation as a whole. Yes, the Native peoples were slain when the white men came from Europe. Yes, there was slavery, which was a blight upon the soil of this nation. Yes, there have been many, many challenges, and there have been situations that none of us desire to really call to mind again because we know how dark they were. Having said all this, America is still a nation founded upon God, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That is the goal. However, there has been an erosion of these freedoms gradually through a number of leaders and what the Congress has introduced, and really the dark forces have introduced through various legislation, including what came about after 9/11/2001 with what's called the Patriot Act. Now, I'm not here to decry any particular leader or political party because many have been involved in what is transpiring. And the Battle of Armageddon is raging. It's raging now across the world. And we can either stand for truth and light, freedom, liberty, justice, or we can give way to what the powers that be are attempting to do to ensnare us in their traps and really their matrix of darkness. If you haven't seen that movie, The Matrix, even though it has a lot of violence, and there's 3 movies, I can assure you that the premise of the movies is true, and we are locked in a grid of deceit, deception, and nihilistic thought. The very liberties that we take for granted are being stricken and stripped away from us, and the foundation of light of our nation is very fragile right now because no one seeks to, I shouldn't say no one, but few seek to speak out for fear of being either branded as a fanatic or as a religious zealot or as one who simply is not politically correct. Winning Armageddon will take everything we have in our personal and collective spiritual toolkits. It will take the allness of ourselves. And many of us have plighted our troth with God and the Great White Brotherhood to give fully of ourselves. We have laid down our lives in one sense through spending the time and putting in the hours through prayer and meditation and through our services, our decrees, etc. These are 21 points that we can call to mind and heart to be victorious in this battle of Armageddon. Now we'll list them now. I'll list them all, and then the masters may expound briefly on some of them. Some are obvious. Most of them you've heard before. I'm simply elucidating what we already know and yet bringing it home to us through our consciousness.
What I'm going to do is play these, and then we will stop at a couple or a few, and some of our team is going to share with you some insights. Here's the first one.
Number one, feel yourself in the aura of the sun. This is both the Son of God, S-O-N, and the Son, S-U-N, representative of Almighty God. Feel yourself in the aura of the sun.
Okay, I would like to call on Donna Dreegan to share how you do that.
Well, I think I would visualize or look at the sun and visualize with my eyes shut also, if I wanted to do it with my eyes shut, visualize the rays of the light of the sun coming out and actually going around me like a hand and clasping behind me and encompassing me in that aura of the sun. That's the way I would do it.
And
did I make that clear, or shall I repeat that?
You might just mention about how and when, if you ever decide to do sun gazing, how and when do you do that?
You do that the very first part of the rising of the sun, the first hour. You can't go beyond that. Don't look directly at the sun beyond that. And we have a whole teaching of that on our website about how to sun gaze. And then you can sun gaze the last hour of the sun before it goes down. The first hour and the last hour. And you start with just a few moments, just a few seconds actually in the beginning. I can't remember exactly, you know, how many seconds in the beginning. But there's a whole teaching, and if anybody needs more clarification, you can contact Donna, and I'll be glad to answer it. I'm also Donna. But you have to be very careful, very careful.
Right. You have to be very careful, but I've got to tell you, there's nothing more accelerating than to, and especially if you've been depressed, you go out and you welcome that sun and you call to it. And I always say, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And when we say this, when we say the word I, we truly mean we, all of us as one. And when you're saying that for the whole world, because we are all cells in the body of God. So I love to say that. That's what we call Ho'oponopono. Now we'll go on. Thank you, Donna. That was great. And, yes, you can contact any of us, and we will tell you the exact link and the way to get the instructions for how to do sun gazing. And we could mention right here that there are a lot of people that have had healings, amazing, miraculous healings, by doing proper sun gazing.
2, feel and know God within. Feel and know God within. 3, love the Lord with all your heart. I could add mind and spirit and strength and soul. Love the Lord with all your heart. 4, be and emanate pure light. Be and emanate pure light.
Barbara, would you like to make a comment on that? Barbara Gabbert? Well, I guess Barbara isn't available right at the moment, but being and emanating pure light means get in the habit of visualizing your body just being a big light bulb that's blasting light out everywhere, and everywhere it goes, it's healing this planet. That's one of the best things you can do for this planet at this time, is heal it. And when you do that, you're not only getting rid of some of your karma, but you're strengthening your own body and your own spiritual growth, and you will feel, you'll almost get a high as you begin to do this regularly, visualizing your body as a huge light bulb just sending light everywhere. And there's no switch to turn it off. You just keep sending that light out every time you think about it. Now, it takes a little while to get used to that idea for people who haven't thought about it, but once you get into it, you can hardly stop because it feels so wonderful. Okay, we'll go on here.
5, speak the truth no matter what. 5, speak the truth no matter what.
And I would just like to mention here, if you can't speak the truth, don't speak. This is a very important precept that is very much exemplified in our Buddhist friends and Hindu friends.
6, love and serve one another. Love and serve one another.
Just quickly, I want to mention on this one, I have a friend, her name is Majel. She's lost her hearing, she's lost most of her sight because of a brain tumor. The brain tumor has been removed, but she's not regaining all that she used to have. But she is the happiest person, always serving, giving, teaching classes, uses her great big magnifying glass, speaks slowly, enunciates very well and clearly, and does not have a sad cell in her body. So whatever happens, stay joyful. We'll talk about that more later.
7, fulfill your obligations to family, society, and life. Fulfill your obligations to family, society, and life. 8, integrate the gospel into your life. By the gospel, the master means all true spiritual teaching, sacred texts, and teachings of the great masters. Integrate the gospel into your life.
And Marlene, are you there? If you're there,
yeah.
I would
yeah.
comment on this and how it works for you.
Well, okay. Well, I thought since we are on the 3 o'clock line in Aries,
that I would go to Helios, who helps us while we're on the 3 o'clock line for the control of the flow of life. And this is a teaching that is a perfect example of how we can integrate the gospel into our lives. So I just want to read two paragraphs from a heart stream he gave on May 2nd, 2010. He says, many look to outer teachers, books, systems, and teachings to complete themselves, somehow thinking that they are less than who they are and that all of these studies are required to bring them onto their God fulfillment and highest cause and mission. But we say, look no further than your own heart for the source of all that you require to sustain you, to feed you, to nurture the great God beingness that is ever present at the effulgence of solar selfhood, dearest ones. Yes, you give too much of your power to others to sustain you when the only one that ultimately you should look to is God within, as all true masters and teachers have shown you. Therefore, resonate with the sun when you choose to live in fire, and therefore, integrity, enter your Buddhic beingness, your true nature in the full sense of cosmic authenticity, and through this, realize your selfhood in God within the light of the Eternal One. So I thought this would be, this is a perfect example of how to integrate the gospel into our lives by realizing that we shouldn't be giving our power to others, that we have it all within ourselves. So I thought that was a pretty good example.
That is, yeah, that's good. And I know Marlene doesn't want me to talk about her, but I want to just say that Marlene is such an example to me as somebody who's trusting and walking in the energies that she has been given, and maybe we'll talk about that more some other time. But she's in the middle of a huge challenge, and she's a very good example to me. Okay, thank you, Marlene.
9. Be joyful, giving, and kind. Be joyful, giving, and kind. 10. Stand for freedom, family, and fun. Stand for freedom, family, and fun. 11. Disengage from the matrix. Disengage from the matrix.
He's talking there about disengaging from the matrix of today's world. And if Barbara's back or is there, I think I have her down here for that, but I'm not sure. Anyway, Barbara, if you want to talk, say something about what it means to be in the matrix of the world, feel free. Otherwise, I'll make a comment. Okay, I will make a comment. You know what a matrix is? A matrix is something put together that causes something to happen. And I will give you an example. There are programs out there that you can actually put on a computer that are healing programs, and you can actually send frequencies to matrices of people from that computer program. Now, a matrix would be the full name, the full address, the full birth date, because nobody else in the whole world has your name, your address, and your birth date. And so when we write those down on a piece of paper, that is a unique matrix that certain things could be sent to and certain things be sent from that is different from every other matrix in the whole world. That is a matrix. A matrix can be a formula that does a certain thing that no other formulas can do. So matrix is a very interesting word. And we'll go on here.
12, walk and talk with God. Like Enoch, walk and talk with God. 13, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing.
I don't know whether Cindy is available or not. She just went to Mexico, and I'm not sure she could get in on our call. But Marlene, if you have answers to that, go ahead and share
yes.
anything. Good, great.
Yes. Well, okay. Well, walk and talk with God. What I try to do every night before I go to sleep is I ask Archangel Michael to give me an escort angel to take me to a etheric retreat. And I also ask that I be instructed on what is required for me to know at my present time, and that when I wake, that I remember what I am supposed to have been taught. So this was Wednesday morning when I woke from my visit in the retreats, and I wrote down immediately what was given to me, and I call this imagine. So let me read it. Imagine we have unlimited wealth and perfect health. We agree that we can disagree and be in harmony. Imagine we understand from our hearts and not our minds. Imagine we are holding hands, sitting in the sunshine, and the birds are singing a beautiful melody, and the flowers are dancing to the tune. Ultimate bliss fills the air. Imagine. So that is an example of how I am walking and talking with God. And when we talk about praying without ceasing, you know, it's, you know, you do your prayers, you go to the broadcast and partake in the services there and any events that we can attend. But also just walking around your home during the day, doing, you know, your house cleaning or whatever, I find myself just humming some of the Heart Center songs as I'm doing this. So I feel that if you give yourself the attention to, you know, meditate and pray and do the pranic breathing and just learning how to be in the now, that you're with him 24/7. So that's it.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. That was beautiful. Okay.
14. Co-create a new earth of beauty and peace. Co-create a new earth of beauty and peace.
What I would like to mention here is find a picture that you can look at and say, that's what I want this planet to look like. Or draw a picture, because it's very important to visualize how the earth is going to be. To visualize people loving and hugging and beautiful plants and beautiful homes and beautiful terrains and the animals, like it said, the lion, the lamb laying down with the lion. Visualize what you would like to see and do that for a few minutes daily, because right now, it would seem to me that the powers that be would like us to visualize everything very bad and fearful, because what you visualize, what you picture in your mind, that attracts it, that brings it to you. So work on taking a few minutes every day, maybe first thing in the morning and last thing before you go to bed, maybe in the middle of the day, of visualizing what you want to see this world look like in the golden crystal age. It's a very powerful thing to visualize. Some people have wonderful things happen to them continually by simply visualizing.
15. Sow and reap abundant gardens. Sow and reap abundant gardens.
And just quickly, I want to say, would be very valuable for every single person that's on this call to learn how to raise a garden in your house, on your balcony, in your backyard, on your porch, in your front yard, side yard, wherever you can. And there is a series of books, we call them the Anastasia books, that you can get at our store, the Heart Center Community Store. If you're interested in gardening, give me a call.
And that was plural, purposely, gardens instead of garden. 16, consecrate yourself daily to the divine. Reconsecrate yourself daily to the divine. 17, keep clean body, soul, and mind. Keep clean body, soul, and mind. 18, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Be wise as serpents and harmless as doves.
And Barbara, are you back yet? Okay, I will just mention.
I am. Yes,
are
I am
there?
Here.
Okay, I'll let you do number 18. Being wise as serpents and harmless as doves.
Well, I think this mainly applies to one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which is called discernment, where we have the spiritual attunement with God to judge rightly the vibration of something, whether it is positive or negative, whether it's beneficial or harmful. And if we're too naive, if we're too gullible, if we're too trusting, it's easy to be taken advantage of. It's easy to be fooled or tricked or talked into or out of things that we know are right just because we want to believe the best about every situation. And there's nothing really wrong with that, but we also have to have the discrimination to understand the truth about something. And that takes daily, regular spiritual attunement so that we understand the serpentine mind and we don't get taken in by that and we don't waste our time and energy involved in things that are not beneficial.
Excellent. Yeah, that is so true. We can so easily get distracted in life. And I would say, too, sometimes when you have more than one choice to make, ask the question. Simply say, beloved father, mother, should I do this or should I do that? You're going to get a yes or a no on one of them. Okay, we'll go on.
19. Remain humble through every trial, temptation, and tribulation. Remain humble. And the Master says, not haughty. Remain humble through every trial, temptation, and tribulation.
I'm just going to say here that it's so hard to do. I work with people in a certain area of healing, and just recently I felt like I really did a great job on somebody. And they came back to me with, guess what my doctor did for me, and now I'm all better. Anyway, my pride rose up and said, wait a minute. And I didn't say anything, and thank God I didn't say anything. But I thought, I did that. I'm the one that helped her. I gave her that information. How come she's giving credit to her doctor? Now, isn't that prideful of me? But that's what happens, because we're in this world, and we are all subject to the matrix of the world, aren't we?
20. Stay positive and focus on the good. Stay positive and focus on the good. And finally, number 21, glorify God and magnify the Lord. How many times have we heard that in the last few years? Glorify God and magnify the Lord. Now, I've read that If you desire to acquire a new habit, do something for 21 days. The power of the 3x7, the balancing of the threefold flame and the 7 rays or the 7 days of the week. For 21 days, for 3 weeks, develop a momentum. And then a new habit pattern will start to sing and be inspired within you. It will be easier to maintain this new habit, this new level of consciousness, this new beingness, when you have developed this momentum for 21 days. So why is this being brought forth today? Because cognizant of the fact that we are in the Battle of Armageddon, we can be vigilant, we can be astute, we can be spiritually wary of the energies, the frequencies that are going around and floating around in the atmosphere. Last night in our team leader meeting, the master shared that 4 weeks before every major event that we have in our movement, we begin to feel the opportunity we are presented to handle the energies that will be necessary for us to deal with in order to have the highest outpicturing of the event, including making it wonderful for new people who may bring them, clearing them, allowing them to have a magnificent time without any burden whatsoever. We are willing to bear that burden. We're also willing to make all burdens light and to just cut through these seeming burdens or opposition with love, joy, harmony, and grace. We can choose to make everything wonderful, and it's our attitude often that creates the new matrix that we live within. So I'm not saying that we have to be burdened. We can choose to rise above this. However, we know the dynamic that there are forces of opposition to what we do. We're not ignorant of them. The Master Omram has spoken of them. Many of the true teachers of the past have shared that. Look what Jesus went through, Gautama, etc. They all went through challenges. So we're aware of the opposition, we're weary of it, we're leery of it, and yet we do our work. And so it's incumbent upon us to be aware that collectively as a community, we're bearing the energies now. And so if you felt a little bit of extra energy weighing down upon you in the last week to 2 weeks, join the club. We're all in this circle of divine fellowship, and we're all being asked to bear what we can to make it a success.
I want to mention right here, we weren't able to play for you last at our last class the dictation from Master Solaris, who is this great being from another system of worlds. But I do want to read a few quotes from him just to encourage you. As you know, we mentioned in our last class that Revelation 8:8 has some amazing words there that talk about what's happening right now and how it relates to Fukushima, and the fact that it says 1/3 of the critters in the ocean are going to die during this time, and this is actually what's happening. If you get it online and look up Fukushima and see what's happening, you'll see some amazing stuff. I saw one list of 18 reasons why we're in great danger from what's happening in Fukushima, where 300 tons of nuclear waste is going into the ocean every day, and they haven't figured out how to stop it. There's a lot of other stuff there we don't have time to review tonight. But if you have questions and you'd like more information, just get in touch with me. I think my phone number is on the letter that goes out. Anyway, this Master Solaris from another system of worlds, he said, "I am Solaris, and I come as the Sun King from another system to shine my light upon Earth, and through you, O sons and daughters of God, for the restoration of wholeness of this earth and for the healing of the Pacific fire ring. I come at the request and behest of the 24 elders and the Great Karmic Board to assist the earth at this time. And then I'm another quote. And the formulas are now delivered and energized and activated by other cosmic beings who work with this planet and this solar system, including various solar lords, as well as the nine choirs of angels and others. And then he says, there is an adjustment within the earth at its core first and flowing out into the crust through the oceans. And its adjustment is as a cosmic delivery of ethereal substances ingested by life in all forms that will cause a gradual shift and ultimately the ascension of all life as you know it, blessed ones. So we're in for a lot of changes. As this subtle energy is delivered, he says, some of you will feel, as it were, a certain dizziness or the requirement for an adjustment within your own temple of light. And in coming days, if this is true, ask your own body elemental, and yes, we have a body elemental. Some people think it's the same as the soul, but we have a body elemental, or some people call it the inner child. Ask your own body elemental to work with your higher self to assist in this transformative process so that you can live both purposely and harmoniously within your own temple of light. So if you are feeling out of sorts, call on your body elemental to work with your Father, Mother, God to help balance you. He also says that these sacrificial formulas support or act as a safety net so that if future attempts are made to destroy large segments of life within the earth, these will not be successful and there will be an instantaneous backlash to those dark forces or those dark ones who may attempt them, and it will eradicate much of their strategies and plans. And then he says, the action is continuing and coalescing even to the higher elevations and altitudes and now pressing into the atmosphere of the earth itself. And that this is a type of, he mentioned that this is a type of recreation. It's utilizing certain divine substances and radiations and subtle elements to assist us in safeguarding the entire planetary body. And then he said, as I recall, how great is God? How awesome is his handiwork in the heavens and upon earth? And I add, and how much he loves us to do this for us. And for a great being from the Pleiades or from another system of worlds to come forward to help us to get rid of this horrendous problem that we have in the Pacific Ocean that is spreading across the country right now, even. We talked about ways to help protect yourself, and if anyone has questions and would like to know more, we don't have time to go over it again tonight, but feel free to contact me. And now, the next thing we're going to do is listen to Mother Mary, who comes because she knows a lot of us are under a lot of stress these days. We feel stress more. There's more illness. We have more to contend with in the world at this time, and she comes to comfort us. So we will listen to her now.
In the gentility of the morning light, I come, and I infuse through my own a certain radiance of the Mother Light to nourish you, to cherish you, and to raise you up in heaven's grace. Blessed ones, I have felt the burdens that of late you have experienced in your lives. As you so carefully express who you are in loving ways within your life, Often the energy patterns of this world come to roost upon your souls, your minds, your feeling bodies, your consciousness. And these can be depressive and often cause a certain strain upon your spirit and that which you are attempting to maintain of presence on a daily basis. The angels are here to support you and all things, to love you and to share God's eternal presence throughout your days, your working hours, even during sleep and your times of rest. Yes, the strain of living upon this earth often is great, and the weight is especially felt by the light bearers who have offered their souls and their spirits to God to be of benefit to life to themselves, mollify that which comes as darkness across the earth, seeking to snatch away the essence of God good within the youth, the children, and the blessed beings of many nations.
I just want to tell you a quick, brief story. There was a woman named Elizabeth Elliot, and there was a story that came out in Life magazine some years ago about these four missionary couples and their families who went to a deep, dense part of South America where nobody had gone, and they wanted to bring spiritual, you know, they were all Christians and they wanted to lead all these people to Christ that were there. And one of them, Elizabeth Elliot, saw her husband die, and she raised her child and stayed there and helped these Indians, the very Indians who murdered her husband, whom she saw lying dead in the sand, in the water, in the river. She stayed there and loved them and brought them to Christ and helped them to grow spiritually and become civilized. She stopped a whole lot of illnesses. She changed all of their ways of living. Actually, she didn't do it. I would say Jesus did it, since he's the one she called upon. But everything changed about them. They became a loving group. They accepted her and her child and the whole civilization there that was deep in the forest that nobody had been able to reach or help completely changed. It became a new group. But the thing that was amazing to people, and there were so many comments and blogs when I looked up the movie about this whole experience, it's called The End of the Spear, and you can see it free online. If you just Google it, you can watch it. But when you read the blogs or the comments that people make, they say, I would never forgive those people. I would never have stayed there. How could she have done that? That was stupid. And, I mean, people are so in the matrix of the world that it's impossible for them to believe that you could actually become loving to all beings, no matter what they had done, even if they had murdered your own husband before your eyes. In this hour, I spread my wings of light around you all and share a radiance of hope, of godliness, and of protection, so that you may venture forth consciously and victoriously into new realms of beingness and self-discovery, so that you can engender through your conscious lives
amazing, miraculous manifestations through your service and your willingness to be intrepid, daring, following the will, wisdom, and love of God, even to the ends of the earth, to fulfill your sacred mission in this lifetime. Yes, dearest ones, as some of you may intuit, even angels at times cry when they behold the burdens that many, especially the mothers and the unborn, feel when they are literally bearing darkness of the world within their body temples. And when the modern day Herods work their deviltry, the abortion chambers in those areas, even angels fear to tread, because death is imminent and destruction. And the vile attitude of a willingness to engage in those practices of tearing limb from limb of the Holy Innocence manifest. How, O mankind, will you succeed in accessing heaven if you continue to engage in this plague called abortion? During these 40-day vigils that many souls are involved in, I, Mary, am there tangibly in the midst of those who pray the rosary and who call forth the light of heaven, and we save souls. We save the precious and holy innocence. And as we are able, we save you in moments of despair, darkness, despondency.
Just briefly, I want to touch on abortion and why it is so important right now to support those anti-abortionist groups that are out there. Right now, the United States has allowed people to be aborted, children to be aborted, babies to be aborted, up to 9 months of pregnancy. And over 1.3 million legal abortions occur in America each year. Meanwhile, the sad irony of it is that over 2 million couples wait to adopt, and that includes children of all races and those even with special needs. Of all unintended pregnancies, 4 out of 10 are aborted. That's almost half of all unintended pregnancies. There's approximately 1.21 million abortions in America each year. The United States has the highest abortion rate, which is 19.4 per 1,000, of any Western industrialized nation. And there's some pretty horrible stories out there of what happens to the fetuses. They feel pain, I believe, by the time they are 18 days in development. So it's a pretty bad thing, and if you can give any of your time, your effort, your money to the groups that support anti-abortion, you may find one that you appreciate. There's several in Texas, I know. It's a very good thing. It's very karma-solving thing. And I will tell you, I allowed and even helped one of my children get an abortion before I understood what actually happens and what and the fact that when a soul is chosen to go into a certain mother or a certain father or family, and the soul is aborted, it may have to wait long, long time before the right situation comes again where that soul can be born and contribute to the purpose for which it was created. Because we were not just plopped into any old person when we were born. There was a plan with a karmic board, a plan with our Father, Mother, God, a plan with our Christic Buddhic selves. There was a plan. And when that plan is disrupted by the powers that be who are pro-abortion, then it affects many, many hundreds of people with each time it occurs.
Oh, gracious ones, the love of the mothers of heaven is available to you. Breathe it in. Drink it in. In moments of acceptance, even offering your burdens, your pains, your sufferings to us. For in that offering, we receive them. We transmute the energy that is expressed within your pain, and then return it to you as a gift of light and life for you to then weather the next storm, give the next offering of your heart, continuing to serve as you would with us, the souls of mankind. Yes, we feel your caring hearts, and we do our best, that which is allowed by cosmic law, to intercede and to mediate, to soften the blows, that which we know that you know. Because some of us ourselves have embodied upon earth and felt the intense energies at play within this world. Stay tuned to the angelic realms, just as my beloved Joseph did. Tending to the angel voices that came in dreams, visions, and moments, divine intercession, that were not for his attunement, dearest ones, would we have evaded Herod and his henchmen? Though you see often, we speak to you in dreams, in silent moments of compassionate loving and the giving of yourself to God, in meditative prayer, contemplative silence, and stillness and beingness. It is within these moments that eternity may be felt by you, and the gifts of the Spirit, a light within your heart, within your soul, within the eternal essence of who you are, who God is. I, Mary, come to assuage the hurts, travails, even the temptations that come to each of you in moments when the strain is so great that it is difficult even to breathe the next breath consciously and lovingly. Yes, blessed ones, I have asked the Holy Spirit to empower you anew this day to be bold and gracious, to be intrepid, and to live within the comfort flame itself, knowing that when peace reigns supreme within you, there the power of God is also present to accomplish the miraculous, to perform the unbelievable, and to access the indefinable beauty and harmony of the One. Legions of light now soar across the skies to save sentient beings here and there across the globe. In answer to your calls this day, your fiery hearts filled with the passion of the sons and daughters of God who know who they are, whose voices are raised with the saint's robe in white, in support of the Lord's work, and who worship the One with all their beings each hour of the day. I am your Mother Mary. I bless you with a mother's heart, a mother's grace, with God's eternal presence of comfort this day.
Thank you, Mother Mary. We are so grateful. Barbara, if you're there, would you like to close and seal this part for us?
All right.
Great.
Thank you, beloved Mother Mary, for your great love and for your words of wisdom and comfort. We are so grateful for your overshining presence. Help us to be open and receptive to your energy and your guidance every day. Bless each and every one on this call. Help us to work together with our own body elementals and with our sponsoring masters to be positive and loving and be your hands and feet and voices in the earth every day. In the name I am that I am, amen.